This is Ash and Marcus, and I'm on location at Sacred Fools Theater for their presentation of Please Don't Ask About Beckett.
Hi, my name is Ash and Marcus. I'm with KUCI, 88.9 FM in Irvine. And I'm here with...
Wendy Graff. I was the playwright of Please Don't Ask About Beckett.
First of all, I love the piece. I thought it was fantastic. I just felt for the whole family. I was just crying.
Yeah, well, it's a sad story.
So why did you decide to write this piece anyway?
I was actually inspired. Someone I know who's a twin was having dinner with a... He told me the story. He was having dinner with a group of old friends, and he happened to mention that he was a twin. And he had known these people for like 15 years. And they said, "What are you talking about? You're lying. How come we've never heard about this? How come we never heard you were a twin? You had a brother. Where is he? What happened to him?" And he said, "It's just too hard to get into." Anyway, that was part of the inspiration for the story.
Well, again, I love the piece. It brought up so many questions. I was wondering, who was at fault? Was it the mother's fault, the father's fault? Was it Beckett's fault? I mean, was it Emily's fault?
You tell me.
Well, first of all, I think everyone has to take responsibility for themselves. I think Beckett, whether he was born, no matter what happens, you just have to push away saying, "I'm leaving. I'm 18. I'm moving out, getting my own place." I think that might have helped, but again, I'm not sure if he was capable of doing that.
Well, you know, I like to leave people with questions rather than answers. So I never try to like tie things up. I just want you to like come in here and have a glass of wine and talk about it. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
Well, what I think is I love this piece. I thought it was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI, 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm here with...
Rob Nagel. How are you?
Yeah, I'm an actor living and working in Los Angeles. Been here for about 19 years. I work with a bunch of different theater companies in town, the Antillas Theater Company, the Troubadour Theater Company, working on a show at the Skylight, as well as this one with Electric Footlights here at Sacred Fools. I play Rob. It's very easy to remember my name because my name is Rob and I play Rob. He's a very successful studio executive who living in Los Angeles and making movies and taking no prisoners, and he's got a family at home that needs him probably more than he has time for, and it's a struggle with his son and his son's addiction, and trying to come to terms with the memories of what that family's collapse entailed.
I love this piece. I love the way you played it because it is so real. I mean, it's everyone can identify with it. Anyone who has kids, anyone who's grown up, anyone who's middle class or doesn't succeed.
I think you're absolutely right. It's when I first read it, it just jumped out at me, and it felt very real, very resonant, very truthful, without it becoming any kind of issues play. It just felt like a really, really nice slice of life. And the number of people who have been coming up to me since then, since we've had previews and now that we've had opening, and say they just, I can see in their eyes, they have such recognition of it. We all have problems like this in our families. We all have brothers and sisters and fathers and children who struggle with these same things. And I think it handles it very deftly. Wendy's done a beautiful job putting together a family drama on stage that has some light and some humor in it, but also really makes us all feel very deeply.
So, question, as a father figure here, what do you think he did? What did the father do wrong here?
Well, that's a big question, and I guess it may not be for me to make a judgment about it. And I think to some degree, everyone is complicit in this family drama. I think everyone's got a different take on how to handle Beckett, the son, and the troubles that he's gone through. Some of us enable, some of us look away, some of us bail out, and I think probably if Rob did anything wrong, he tried to keep the family together when he needed to let go. He didn't have any kind of control, and he tried to, without giving away anything to the story. I think that's probably his biggest problem. He kind of stood by when he should have either taken action or stepped away.
Once again, I love the performance. I loved your performance in particular. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It's good to talk to you again.
Hi, Hi, my name is Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm here with
Rachel Seifer. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, originally. Moved to LA, was in New York doing some theater there. Just done some theater and film. You can see me in Henry Poole is here with Luke Wilson. I think that's the biggest film thing.
Great. And which character do you play?
Emily. I think Emily, I mean, it's her dream, basically, or her struggle to kind of figure out what happened to her. Well, more, why is she still thinking about her brother and dealing with the emotion that she's kind of repressed? My take is that she's repressed her feelings about what happened with him and is still holding on to a lot of anger. And so that's why she keeps dreaming about him. And going through the play and kind of walking back through what happened gives her an opportunity to look at everything with fresh eyes and come to a sort of peace and understanding and acceptance and love. Ultimately, it's about love and loving him.
I love the piece. I thought it was fantastic because it's about raising kids. It's about problems. It's about, because we're like in this middle class society in the United States where you think, well, we shouldn't have any problems, but we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, I mean, family is complicated. Whatever your socioeconomic status and family is complicated and love is complicated and addiction pervades all sorts of levels of society and things like that. So yeah.
I can't put my finger on the piece though of where people went wrong, because it's like, was he just born bad or did he? I mean, he wasn't born poor. I mean, it wasn't like people were beating him up. It wasn't like, you know, he was being abused. But was he? Was he? I mean, what was going wrong?
I don't think that I don't believe in like good and bad or evil or anything like that. I think that everything that happens in our lives, we have choices of which way we want to go, and it's all a journey to kind of discover our best selves. That's my take on things. So I feel like whatever this is part of his journey, and we don't know where he ends up or what happens to him. It's also part of the parents' journey and figuring out, like, that's just my whole, like, spiritual take on it or whatever. And same thing with Emily, like, learning to let go of anger and have acceptance and live in love and all of that. But I don't think he's born one way or another. I think it's just the story of life. You know, things happen, and it's what road do you take after everything happens? And sometimes we have to. Sometimes we push against things, and sometimes we go with the flow. And so, if that makes sense, I don't know.
I'm also curious: is this a story about Beckett or is this a story about Emily?
Well, obviously, playing Emily, I feel like it's a story about Emily. Because I think it's about her coming to terms with what happened to Beckett and with her family. Her relationships with her mother and her father obviously have been strained as well because of what happened with Beckett. And I think that Emily, at the beginning of the play, feels like she's a little bit high and mighty in a way. Like, she didn't do anything wrong. She's on top of everything, and here's how they screwed up. And I'm going to go back and remember and tell the audience about all the mistakes that they made. And then I think, for me anyway, at the end of the play, the title of the play, when I say that line, that's the first time I hear it as Emily. And I think, oh wow, I've been avoiding this topic. And through going back through it, seeing how I kept taking his phone calls and all of that, I recognize that I was a part of it as well. And that I'm not actually, I speak as I, as Emily, but that, you know, Emily realizes that she's not completely, she's partially to blame in all of it. She had a hand in all of it, just as everyone. And that, I think, enables the realization of that you just have to let go and love, kind of thing.
Once again, I love the piece. I loved your performance. I thought you were fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really glad you liked it.
Thank you once again for being on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Hi, my name is Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm here with
Hunter Garner. I'm from Texas. I moved out here 7 years ago pursuing my acting career. I went to Baylor University. I was on the cross country and track and field team on scholarship and started acting my last year of college and never stopped, never looked back ever since then. And I booked the final, a Lionsgate horror film, when I was in Texas, moved out here and got with an amazing agency right away at Abrams Artist Agency. And I've done Lifetime movie, Gone Missing. I was in three episodes of Banshee, the first season, as a recurring guest star. And I play football on the weekends. And acting is getting every chance I get to act is a dream come true.
Which character do you play?
Beckett. He is extremely ADD. He's definitely privileged, and he's a charmer. He's very charismatic and wooing, and he doesn't learn from his mistakes, and he's a bit sociopathic, I feel like, with his manipulation with his charisma and like wooing his family back over and over. And but he really is, he's kind of unaware of it, so the sociopathy, I feel like, is pretty it's pretty subconscious, but you know, I think that's kind of how it goes.
Do you think he was just born a bad kid, or do you think it was just something that happened in his upbringing?
I think it's just a series of events and just decisions. I'm still learning about the character. You know, we're in the opening week, and I may have a better answer for that the closing week. But I think, you know, that's the whole question: is it nature or is it nurture? And I think it's probably a combination. And I definitely don't think it's his family's doing, but other than the enabling, not putting the hard foot down, I think it kind of, he always knows he can slide by. It's just the bad combination of charisma and talent with just, you know, making one bad decision after another and kind of always getting away with it. I definitely, you know, I relate to him a lot with ADD and like just, you know, being an actor. I'm a struggling actor. I'm broke. I'm poor. I'm, you know, getting older now. And so people in Texas, they kind of see, like, I thought I'd be so much further in my life, whatever that means, like in normal society. But so I relate to him in a lot of ways. But, you know, I've made good decisions for the most part in my life. It's kind of made me the man that I'm becoming and that I want to become. And so I really do relate to him, though, with like the ADD distraction and like, and we've all made like bad decisions which have a bigger effect than we realize. You know? So I really relate to him a lot. It's kind of like when you amplify, as you do playing a character a lot, amplify something in yourself and make it much bigger than it actually is. So it's pretty, it hits so hard. You know, it hits hard when I really sink into it. So yeah. My parents didn't think I would probably be an artist at all. But they were always really open to like me doing and being what I wanted to be. They were very supportive in that way. But we thought it was going to be sports. We thought it was going to be track and field, hopefully Olympics, and studying chiropractic college along the way. But it took a sharp curve through my injuries in college and all my potential for making it to the next level, like just slowly dwindled away. And then at the same time, I found acting, and my parents slowly started supporting that because that was extreme. So yeah, I've been very blessed and very lucky.
You know, someone also told me once, you are your failures. You're not your successes. You're your failures. You learn more from your failures. This person, this Beckett, he didn't fail at it. He wasn't allowed to fail.
Yeah, it's true. Beckett always—he was always succeeding. And when he messed up, he didn't really feel the weight of the consequences until it was way, way, way too late. And I really do think your failures make or break you, to be honest. And that's kind of me doing this play. This is my theater debut. I've never done theater because I started acting late. I moved right out here, and they don't know that. They didn't know that when I auditioned. But I've just been keeping up with all these amazing actors around me and amazing director and producer and writer, and I've just been soaking everything in and just going for it. And this may be a big failure for me, but either way, I'm having the time of my life.
Once again, I love the piece. I thought you were fantastic as a lead.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ashton Marcus. I'm with KUCI, 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm here with...
Oh, my name is Deborah Puett. I'm an actress. I'm based in LA, and I'm working for the first time with Electric Footlights on Wendy Graf's play, Please Don't Ask About Beckett.
I play Grace.
Grace is a woman who loves her children very, very much and doesn't maybe know how to set limits for them in a way that's helpful. Through the course of the play, she kind of loses control over her son's behavior, and there are devastating consequences for the family.
Yep. I really like this play. I thought it was very good. It's very, very appropriate in the middle class America nowadays with the way we're raising our children. I thought it was very, very appropriate. Very, very well done.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of parents struggle with how do we support our kids but also set appropriate limits. And I also think that there's something about Beckett. It's not just nature or nurture. It's both. And I do think that some people really struggle, like Beckett does, to live as responsible people. And if they don't have parents who are really keyed into how to help them toe that line, everybody, you know, the apple cart can get upset.
No.
I've asked this question a lot, whether being an artist is nature or nurture, because artists start at such a young age. Now, is there some people, I've always been fascinated by the question, are some people just born artists? Are some people just born, like, no good? Is there some people just no good?
I mean, gosh, I hate to think that. But I do think that there are people that are born with personality defects. I don't know if that's what Beckett's situation is or not. I don't want to make a judgment call about that, but I do think that I have seen people who have had real trouble in their childhoods navigating the world who eventually turn things around, right? And then you also find people who never quite get it all together, whether it's because of addiction or some kind of mental illness. So I like to think that nobody's born bad, but I do think there are people that are born troubled, and if we don't help them right away, it can be tough for them to get right.
Yeah, well,
as for nurture, whether it's a job of parents.
Well, I think for Grace, she experienced a childhood that was very lonely, which she talks about, and so she went in the other direction. She was very present for her children, perhaps too present, perhaps took too much of an active role in their success. I think I'm a parent as well. I have a teenage boy, and it's important, actually, I think that he fail on his own and understand what that is and how you get back up and you try again. And Grace was so afraid to let Beckett fail that she provided a safety net that wasn't always helpful to him.
Okay. Once again, I really love your performance. I thought you were fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Please Don't Ask About Beckett. We'll be playing at Sacred Fools Theater from August 20th to September 18th. For more information, go to www.plays411.com/Beckett.